We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Psychologist and the director of the Center for Traumatic Stress in Children and Adolescents at Allegheny General Hospital is Dr. Anthony Manarino, who has just celebrated his 25th anniversary with Allegheny Health Network. Doctor, congrats and welcome. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Great to be on the show.
You know, Doc, we talk about traumatic stress, and clearly when you see incidents like New Zealand and Tree of Life and these kind of things, those are automatic stressors. But it's amazing the number of young people, especially, who are carrying around their own internal stress and not showing outward signs, i.e. the story from CBS of Alexander Valores, the story on Sunday morning, where this was a young lady, high school junior, straight-A student, class officer, robotics whiz, had everything going for her, and yet in the background she's writing these diaries how she was never good enough and she was lost, and she wound up committing suicide, and her parents are on a mission to try and get parents to be attentive to the moods and things that are going on with their kids. I mean, how often does this happen, that outwardly everything seems fine, but inwardly it isn't?
Well, sadly, it happens a little more often than we wish. Usually, though, there are some outward signs that kids have become withdrawn. They're spending more time by themselves. They're not sleeping well. They may lose their appetite or they're overeating. They just have kind of a doomsday approach. So usually when kids are seriously depressed and thinking about hurting themselves, we do see some outward signs, but sometimes we don't, like in this instance.
I would imagine that the new technology, social media, seems to have really contributed to a dramatic rise, nearly 30%, of emergency room visits for psychiatric reasons between the ages of 6 and 24. What do you think, Doctor?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. There's some recent research indicating that the greater amounts of time that our kids spend on social media, it really correlates with depression and anxiety. So you can certainly understand that connection. Then, of course, kids are using their phones and iPads late at night. It interferes with their sleep, and when you're not getting enough sleep, it's more likely you're going to develop some depressive symptoms.
What about the content coming in on social media? From a standpoint, you would think the nature of it, it's a way to interact with your peers, but it almost sounds like it can be just as damning as it is healthy.
Yeah, well, there's certainly a lot of positive interactions that go on, but the negative part, of course, is that there can be some nasty stuff on social media, and more than a few kids out there are bullied on social media. And when that happens, it can really affect how kids feel about themselves and how they value themselves and how they interact with their peers. And I think, again, it can increase the likelihood of stress symptoms and depressive symptoms.
We're with Dr. Anthony Manarino with Allegheny General Hospital. Doc, when you talk with parents about what they can do at home to create a better environment for kids, that's one thing. But what, as a physician, what do you have to do in the medical world? Where do you start with kids that are really feeling these depression feelings?
Yeah, well, you certainly want to find out what the origin is, but often we need to encourage parents to have their kids turn their phones off at a reasonable hour, for starters, have what I would call reasonable expectations for kids in terms of success at school and in the community and in sports. Sometimes the expectations that kids have are so high that it's unrealistic that they can ever achieve them. And of course, when you don't, it's frustrating and kids can become depressed.
Well, in social media, as we were talking just before we went on the air, I think people really, the image that is portrayed on social media is not the reality. You're only seeing the best of the best, and it makes everybody else's life look so much better than yours.
Yeah, for sure. And when you make that comparison to other kids and you think they're better than you, it's something that makes people and kids particularly feel badly and feel like they're not good enough. And I might add that, you know, with some of the violence that's gone on in the schools these days over the last several years, kids are not only worrying about their peers and how they're going to do at school and in sports and so forth, but if you have to worry if there's going to be violence in your school, it makes it harder to pay attention, to focus on your work.
Yeah, we never had, I don't think, growing up, that kind of fear or the access to the negativity that's going on from the top on down, from the President of the United States and everybody else in between, throwing out a lot of negativity, and people feel, I think, more than ever, especially when you're young, going through puberty, you know, there's so many more challenges now.
I think there are. There's a lot of divisiveness in our country now, and I think kids see the negativity. And then with the horrific events that occur around the world, literally kids know about them within seconds. And that kind of access, I think, can be very overwhelming and contributes to kids being less hopeful about the future.
But I'm assuming you would not advocate sheltering them completely from the news of the world.
No, you can't do that, right? We just have to help them cope with it in a better way than sometimes they do.
And if you want to reach out, 412-DOCTORS, Dr. Anthony Manarino, psychologist, director of the Center for Traumatic Stress in Children and Adolescents at Allegheny General Hospital. Doc, keep up the great work, and again, congrats on 25 years.
Thanks so much. Great being on the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.